I hate rain, especially this kind. It makes everything wet, but it's not heavy enough to dodge the drops, even with super speed. I sigh and push a strand of sodden hair behind my ear. I need to check in at the town hall or I'm going to find myself in a sticky situation. Rain or no rain. Other vampires walk the streets along with me, none of us saying a word to one another. That's how it goes here. It's too dangerous to get close to anyone, and no one wants to risk their life for a stranger. The humans in the city think they have it bad, but they truly have no idea. The worst thing is, I chose to come here. Vampires live in normal society in the rest of the country. We're represented on the government and have lives that don't involve having to check in at the town hall every week just so they know we're still alive. I'm sure there's more to it, but I can't put my finger on what. I run up the steps, taking two at a time with ease. I suppose that's one advantage of living in this place. The blood supply is more than steady. It's plentiful. Though that raises a whole slew of questions about where the blood comes from in the first place. I try my best to consume the ethically sourced stuff, but without taking it straight from the vein, then there's no way to be completely sure. And even then, there are doubts. Forcing people to donate blood isn't unusual here, and I'm sure the bounty of blood can be taken away as easily as it's given. One day, it will be. I join the line of vampires waiting for their check-in. Some check their phones, others just twiddle their thumbs or strike up random conversations. It's both normal and surreal. Some of the people around me will have been in the city for the entire 30 years it's been a thing. Others will have arrived later, having believed the rubbish spouted about this being a vampire's paradise. Everything they say is a lie. Something I knew even before I came here. My mind strays to the same question it does every time I have to check in. Was it a mistake for me to agree to come here? Most of the time, I'm sure I'm doing the right thing. But now it's raining, I'm not so sure. I shouldn't think like this. It's dangerous. No one is my friend here. I can't let them be. I shake my head. No one here can read minds. It's not a trick vampires are capable of. But that doesn't mean that no one can read the direction of my thoughts from the expression on my face. And in this city, the wrong face is enough to get someone arrested, never to be seen again. I'm not ready to die. Which means towing the line like a good little vampire.
Next,
the bored woman behind the desk calls. The line moves forward. I don't understand why it always takes so long to do this. They must do the same thing for everyone, and the same thing day in, day out. Everyone is given a day they have to come, and very few people miss it.
Next.
The line moves again. There's only one more person, and then it's my turn. As normal, the butterflies in my stomach kick into overdrive. I should be used to this by now. But instead, I think it only gets worse. And yet, there's no reason for it to. I'm here illegally. We thought that bit of the plan through.
Next.
Hi.
I flash her the best smile I can, making sure I show off some fang as I do so. She's supposed to check I have them. Which is ridiculous, considering we're already proven vampires.
ID.
Up close, she looks even more bored. I hadn't thought it would be possible. I slide it across to her. She picks it up and scans it through the machine. It beeps to let us know I've been processed and then she hands it back to me.
Done.
Thank you.
I smile again, but for no reason. She's already moved on to the next person.